This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You know, one of the most amazing things that emerged from the first presidential debate, you know, between Biden and Trump was how Biden is accusing Trump of everything that leftists are doing. So most notably, Biden said that Trump is whipping up the riots. It's just like, what? And you see, Democrats, they promote riots and violence and arson, and then they gaslight the country and claim that it's conservatives. So there'll be, let's say, 100 days of rioting in Portland by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And then the Proud Boys will say they want to show up for one day. And then the governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, will declare a state of emergency because the Proud Boys are going to show up for one day. But there's no emergency when leftists are burning down people's businesses and homes and attacking police officers and just viciously assaulting innocent people in the streets. That's no emergency in the minds of a Democrat. And if you ask them what's behind that, they'll say, well, it's Trump. Trump is the one who's causing all the riots. So it's really incredible. You see the same thing with the wildfires in Western states, where Newsom and Brown and Inslee, those are the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington, they'll say, well, these wildfires, these are the fault of Trump. What? They say, yeah, it's Trump. He pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord, and then the climate went crazy, and all these fires happened. Well, no, it turns out it's bad forest management. They don't clear out the underbrush ever, so they just let all this tinder build up until there's lightning. And these fires were started by two things, lightning and terrorists. And maybe you could argue directed energy weapons as well. I think there were some energy weapons that were used in some of the fires. So maybe you could say it's three things. But it's not climate change. The climate didn't start the fires. Terrorists started many of the fires. Lightning started some of the fires, you know? But again, they blame Trump. And then in the debate, Joe Biden even said that Trump is the reason that New York City is shut down. Trump is the reason why so many cities across America are shut down, causing economic devastation. That's what Biden said. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. And Trump responded like, what? I'm the one who wants to open the economy. It's the Democrat mayors who are shutting down the cities and the Democrat governors who are keeping things shut down. Trump's trying to get the economy rolling again. Democrats want to keep it shut down precisely because they want to cause economic damage so that Trump gets the blame. So once again, it's just pure gaslighting. Everything that the Democrats are doing, they blame it on Trump. And sadly, the average voter out there, or media consumer, let's say, who is just tuning in to CNN and NPR and doesn't listen to any independent media or any kind of real news, they believe all the gaslighting because they're told every day from CNN, oh, Trump causes the riots. Trump set fires in California. You know, Trump destroyed the economy. And then when Trump tries to tell the truth during the debate and says, no, that's not true at all. Here's what really happened. Then Joe Biden just says, you're a liar, man. Shut up, man. You're a liar. And then the Democrats applaud. Yeah, he's a liar. He's a liar. This is like the courtroom scene in the movie Idiocracy, where, you know, the defense attorney, where the star character who was sort of transported into the future and he's functioning as his own defense attorney, and he stands up and makes a legal argument like there's no evidence, you know, we have not completed discovery, we don't have the rights. And then the whole courtroom breaks out in laughter. Like, he talks like a fag, you know, and that's from the movie. And it's just when you've got the masses are so dumbed down, which is what Democrats are and Joe Biden supporters, even when you try to explain to them, no, Trump didn't call troops losers. That was a made-up fake story by The Atlantic. Or you try to explain that Hunter Biden did receive $3.5 million from Moscow. They can't even parse the information. They just start laughing and mocking and pointing at you liar, liar, pants on fire. And the fact checkers jump in, you know, And this is what Democrats have become, is these weird, twisted, retarded, animalistic creatures who don't even recognize reason and rationality anymore. And this is why there's a chance that Biden may get elected, and that's the end of America. America may fall very quickly, because about half the voters are almost as brain dead as Biden himself, who is, you know, mentally incapacitated most of the time, except when he's wearing wires and, you know, getting secret transmissions during the debate, which is what happened. The video caught it. He's got a wired device on his chest, or, you know, in his jacket pocket. The wires draped across his dress shirt for a few seconds there. Very obvious. But America is almost over. I mean, even if Trump wins, you've still got half the country is retarded. They don't recognize facts anymore. They don't recognize reason. They're just emotionally driven left-wing lunatics and violent animals in the streets. You know, it just Black Lives Matter, which is 80% white people, by the way, young white animals in the streets throwing Molotov cocktails at people and calling it something like, let there be light, you know, throwing a Molotov cocktail. These people are insane. And they're all going to vote for Biden. And Biden is just a liar. He simply lies about everything, lies about his involvement with the Ukraine and with China and money laundering and corruption and bribery and kickbacks and shakedowns. Even when he's caught on video describing how he ran a shakedown against Ukraine, held up $1 billion in financial aid until the Ukrainian government fired a prosecutor that was looking into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who was involved in all kinds of criminality. And he gets away with it because the media won't ask anything critical of the Bidens. So he gets away with it. And then the voters still vote for him, even though he's a criminal. I mean, half the voters were prepared to vote for Hillary Clinton, one of the most malicious and lawless criminals, a criminal mastermind of the political cartels who has ever existed in the history of this nation. She is a vicious killer, and she never should have even been close to the White House. Thank God Trump won. And I do believe Trump will win again in this election, but it's going to be close. It's going to be close because there are still enough brain-damaged people to vote for Biden, people who are living in their media bubble, who don't know anything that's reality, and who are just spoon-fed, indoctrinated, brainwashed day after day with fake information that's designed to invoke their emotional reactions and push them out into the streets to cause chaos and anarchy. And by the way, after Election Day, that's going to get amped up to a level you've never seen before. And this is why I've said, you know, eventually, the only way to stop mindless, emotional, you know, non-humans, they're not even human anymore. They don't qualify as human beings because they're not fully conscious anymore. The only way to stop them, at some point, society must engage them with force. At some point, Trump is going to have to invoke the Insurrection Act. At some point, you're going to have to put soldiers in the cities, and you're going to have to either arrest or shoot the traitors, the criminal, treasonous actors, the people throwing the Molotov cocktails, the people viciously assaulting innocents or assaulting police officers and so on. You're going to have to engage them with force. Now, interestingly, in the debate, Trump, when he was asked whether he would tell his militia groups to stand down, Trump said, sure, I'll tell them to stand back and stand by, which is not the same as stand down. But Trump was very clever there. He basically put out a message to all the militia groups to stand by. Stand by for what? Well, stand by for action to defend your republic. Because after the election, the Democrats are going to throw the country into total chaos to try to steal votes, you know, rig the ballots, carry out mass confusion campaigns, terrorism against the infrastructure, so that counting the ballots isn't possible. And as this happens, militia groups are going to be absolutely necessary to help provide security and safety to local communities. And at some point, militia groups may need to, in fact, help defend the president in Washington, D.C. against an attempted military coup. And yes, the militia could engage certain black hat sectors of the treasonous military if there were a split in the Pentagon. If you had a civil war inside the Pentagon, and let's say half the generals were anti-America and trying to overthrow Trump, and the other half of the generals are pro-Trump, bringing in militia units could absolutely make a huge difference in that fight. And militia units may be needed in Washington, D.C., depending on what happens with the traitors inside the Pentagon or what happens, you know, with the political coup attempt and so on. So just make a note about that. That could absolutely happen. That could be coming. But we've learned a lot of interesting things by watching Joe Biden since he finally came out of his basement for some period of time, hopped up on probably speed and, you know, given a covert transmission device so he could receive tactical messages from his team. He did participate in the first debate. But already, by the way, already Democrats are calling for Joe Biden to not debate anymore. They're saying that one debate was enough and he shouldn't debate anymore because Trump was rude. Well, Chris Wallace was rude. You know, that's who the real rude person was in all of this. Chris Wallace interrupted Trump like 75 times. It was crazy. But I hope we see a second debate because I want to see more from Biden and see if he's going to continue to blame Trump for all the things that Democrats are doing to America. That'll be interesting. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be sure to check out my preparedness channel called prepwithmike.com, as well as my social media channel with tips and memes and all kinds of things, story posts throughout the day and the evening. That's at brighteon.social. And my channel there is at Health Ranger. Thank you for listening, and be safe and be ready for what's coming.